Well, hello, my beautiful people. This is Grandma Judy, Akka Judy 100 from YouTube, Akka Judy from Twitter, and you know I'm Judy Grace of StoryCorps and Judith Grace on Facebook, and I can't handle any more than that. Well, this is the last day of 2017. I want to thank God for letting me survive everything I had to go through in 2017 and come out on top. I hope 2018 will be just as good, that I'm a survivor. And I wish the same for everybody out there in StoryCorp land. And I thank God for StoryCorp because it's a no-nonsense place where people can say what they got to say, keep it clean. There's no need for all the cursing and the threatening and the arguing backwards and forwards. That is just so childish. And my grandmother used to tell me that you can tell an intelligent person because, first of all, an intelligent person will not argue with a fool. No matter what somebody says to you, no matter how much somebody threatens you, unless they come up on you, then she said, give them a dirt nap. She didn't say, when I was in school, I couldn't fight anybody unless they hit me first. I had to take that first L. And then she told me, kill them. And it took people to get me off you. And believe me, when people know that it ain't going to be no fight where one of us going to walk away, they're going to leave you alone. They're going to just say, oh, well, she's crazy. Leave her alone. I don't sell no wolf tickets. I see y'all still using those words. I don't threaten anybody. I don't call anybody out their name. But I tell you something that I do detest. I detest people who get on here, pretend they're living in cars to try to get money from people. Big, long wish lists as long as they arm. Assigned to every GoFundMe. I mean, guys, do you know that the people don't have the money to be giving all of you all money? I'm 75 years old. I was born visually impaired, blind in one eye, and I have never had to ask anyone to give me a penny. I got out here in sleet and snow and everything. When I was 7 years old, I was teaching little kids how to read because I learned to read when I was five. So it's no excuse. The problem is you're just slick, and you don't realize that you're going to lose all the little slick stuff that you tried to get. You can fool some of the people, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And for you people who say, how come the elders don't talk to the young people? We can't say anything to these people because, you know, they don't think we know anything. You know, my 75 years on this earth don't mean anything. They 3 years and 2 years, even some two-year-olds gonna try to tell you where to go if you allow it. So this is going to be a quick one, not a long one. I just want to wish everybody a blessed and a safe New Year's. My Chicago people, move. Get out of there. Don't you know a genocide has been ordered? Ethnic cleansing is going on? If you stay in Chicago, you're going to die. You're going to die at any place where they're shooting you. And the government doesn't care, people. They don't care if we die. You know, if they don't get us through giving us a 2.0 Social Security increase, I want to share with you what my 2.0 increase got me. Well, first of all, Medicare took $24 of it and increased my Medicare to $134 a month. Last year, when I got the $4 increase, whoop-de-doo, $4. Medicare took the entire $4. So this time, Medicare left me $9. Where my landlord is going to try to go up $60 a month. My electricity's going up. My food is going up. My AT&T's going up. And I don't even have a cell phone. I just have a landline. And I have, I got rid of the television, and I just have this Wi-Fi. That is it. So how do you think at 75 I'm supposed to live? I worked from the age of 7 to 70. And don't tell me anything about I should have saved. Yes, I do have a little meager savings. It doesn't pay anything. I'm not going to invest Only investment I made, I invest in people out of my excess when I was working. And even this year, I invested $2,500 into someone who was having a hard way. But I don't work. I've been retired since I was 70. So I retired at 58, took a couple years off, went back to work at 61, and then retired again at 70. So all I want to tell everybody, don't look for Social Security to try to help you. We're going to probably all have to go live in a cheaper country. Right now, I can still pay this high rent, high electricity, live in this apartment where it's supposed to be really nice. The air is blowing all through. I have to put duct tape up at the windows and all stuff like that to keep my electric bill down. In the summer, I do not turn on the air condition because I take that air condition money and put that towards the winter bills. I don't come out and shop. The one thing that I do give myself a thing is I shop my groceries online. And even my online grocer has gotten worse. I don't know, somebody else must have bought it because they're not as good as they were. And I've been shopping online over decades, you know, because if you go outside at my age, you're going to have to shoot somebody's grandson because they're going to look at you and think, oh, well, she's old, let's attack her. And the old one will send you to the cemetery quick, give you a dirt nap if an old person is thinking, you know. And all you women letting your men kill you and your men letting the women kill you, if you know somebody's crazy, if someone has threatened to kill you, you get as far away from that person as you possibly can. And you have to be strapped. I mean, ready to pow-pow, ready to pop-pop. You, of course, let the police know that this person has threatened you and everything like that. Anyone that threatens you, please have their name with the police department. That's why I don't threaten anybody. Leave those receipts. So if something do happen to you, they got the names to go talk to. So all I have to say is I'm in my retirement. I'm enjoying virtual travel because I did travel from the age of 20 to 72. First travel was all through Mexico. The last travel was Bali. I enjoyed Singapore. I've done all 50 states. My favorite states, I told you, was Kalispell, Montana, Rapid City, South Dakota, and Las Vegas, of course. And I had to move away from my beautiful Chicago because of the killings and the crime. And that's the reason if you go to my YouTube, that's all I ever talked about. And I got threatened for telling people to please send someone to get rid of these killers. I mean, I don't say things without giving solutions. And I said, these people would not be killing like this if they thought that they would be put on a plane and sent to Siberia one way. They won't be shooting anybody. Reason they're shooting and killing people down, first of all, they have permission to kill us. And then in Siberia, they could just be potential organ donors. I don't believe in the firing squad. I don't believe in electrocution. I don't believe in hanging. I believe in the best way to get rid of someone who murders, rapes a baby, rapes anybody, puts their kids in the oven and cook them, the microwave, all the sick stuff, having sex with their daughter and making her pregnant, all the sick stuff that we read, killing their children on Christmas Day, disemboweling their father and raping their mother and stabbing her so many times, killing your mama, putting in a suitcase in Bali, just all the sick stuff. I would be here for years if I had to tell you. You go on the internet, you know the sick stuff that's going on in this world. And it starts from the top. Now, as far as you women are concerned, who talking about you getting abused on the job, I've seen some of you chicks in action. Yes, yes, men do come after us. I'm a woman. But if you're a real woman and know how to TCB, and TCB means take care of business. You get that guy off of you. Some of them are hard-headed now. You have to maybe speak to them a few times, just like you, their grandmother, talking to them. And sometimes you got to be funny with it, in a sense. I'm going to give you a perfect example. One guy who was a father of 8 children, I worked in an office with him, and he told me, he says, "Hey, Judy." And I said, "Yeah, Henry. You really got a nice ass." So I didn't say anything. I just walked on away. And then I turned around and said, "Hey, Henry, come here." And he says, "What?" I said, "You sure got a nice ass." Throw it back on them. But some of you all, you go with these bosses. You talk to him with the breasts all hanging out, rubbing up against him and everything like that. And most of these bosses and co-workers are married with children. Oh, Henry told me, "Why'd you say that? You're a woman. You ain't supposed to be saying stuff like that." And I just laughed. Yes, I've had to kick a lot of take my knee, a lot of people and their family jewels, and push them up against the wall. This including security guys in the building that was trying to follow me home and stuff like this and come after me. Co-workers, you can't play with these people. My grandmother used to say, "You play with a puppy, he gonna lick you in the mouth." Mouth. Just don't. But half you ladies now, if you didn't report what the person was doing to you at that time, you need to forever keep your mouth shut, just like that wedding vow. Who think these two people shouldn't be together? Speak up now or forever hold your peace. That's what's out there. And you know that's what you're supposed to do. Hold your peace. But some of you took money from these people. You went up to hotel rooms with them and knew that they were married. They knew they were married. So, you know, what more can we do as a people? Tell me, what more can we do as a people? We can't do anything except just stay in your place. Guys, if you got a job, they say, don't crap where you got to eat. I know it's nice to meet people. The president, he used to work for Michelle. She was his boss. And they dated. But you can't be dating everybody on the office and everything like that, going from one woman to the next, because you make one woman angry, some of them will get you right then and there. I mean, we've had bosses that let girlfriends go and have babies under their wife's name, their baby. Guys who come out the bathroom, and I don't know where they got the Tampax from, but they hanging 2 Tampax from their ears, saying all kind of nasty stuff. And women who was going with the boss and used that position in bed to try to get you fired. So I don't have any feelings for women who are coming up now talking about Me Too. I'm never going to say no Me Too, because I'm a woman. I took care of it at the moment it happened. I'm not going to give these people name out now. Why? As I remember Oprah in The Color Purple, she said she'd been fighting men all her life. But see, most of y'all just do the tee-hee and the giggles. "Leave me alone, Jimmy." And then you apply for a job and then go to hotel with him and do whatever you have to do. Because one of my friends, she didn't get the job and she followed you all to the hotel and knew why the other person got the job. I mean, people, you ain't fooling nobody. I think any of you guys who do things that can cost you your job, I blame you for it. And any of you women who are saying now that, "Oh, he did this to me 10 years ago, 20 years ago." No, I don't think nobody should be drugged and raped. No. And just remember this, every one of these dirty men and women and gay people who do these nasty things, they're going to have that karma to come. You're going to reap what you sow. You can send all your little private pictures around and talk all kind of nasty. If you want to do that, why don't you call these programs that you pay? Get some back page women and meet them up in Motel 6. Put a paper bag over your damn head and walk around and strut around naked. You're stupid. You're going to blow $1 million, millions of dollars, and your reputation. Because once you get like that, people can always look at you sideways, no matter what you say. Even if you're perfectly innocent. And you women, if you're lying on a person, you're going to get your karma too. So this is Grandma Judy. That's all I got to say on December the 31st. May everybody have a blessed New Year's. And I've opened up the library. And if the shoe fit, wear it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, alhamdulillah.